This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, as we zig and zag in different directions here on this show, one thing is constant. I'll tell you what, every day is unique, I think, coming out of Washington, D.C., since there's been a changing of the guard, without a doubt. Somebody who has a front row seat is Lori Lewis from Talk Media News. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hey, Kate, doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. You know, I get an avalanche of mail, no surprise, about what's going on with health care, what's going on with health care. So obviously we could talk about Comey and smoking guns, and we will, but I wanted to ask you, for all of the emails that I get, has there been any shift on that? Because I think the focus has kind of moved away from health care temporarily.
So funny that you're saying that you want to avoid Comey to talk about health care. But what's coming out of Washington tonight really is that that's the same sort of concern that Republicans on the Hill have right now, that they're saying that these legislative priorities that they have, whether it be, building up the military or reforming health care or the tax structure, those are things that are unfortunately kind of being pushed to the wayside a little bit because of this circus in the White House.
Yeah, circus is the easiest word to use, that's for sure. So with Comey, in talking about now the latest, and then this isn't going away, I saw an interesting headline today, and it said, you know, why did Comey wait so long to come forward on the Trump memo? So what is the scoop on this Trump memo, and I know it's being kicked around on really both sides of the aisle.
We should say that we're not sure. It's from this New York Times report that came out this evening. It doesn't seem that Comey is the source of that memo. What the reporter cites are Comey associates who told him about this memo, didn't actually even allow him to see it, that they read from it. So in this memo, it gives an account of a meeting that former FBI Director James Comey had with the president in mid-February. And during that conversation, Mr. Trump asked Comey to not investigate his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, like you're saying. A quote given is, quote, "I hope you can let this go," unquote. So this is evidence that Trump, or this is perhaps evidence, right? We're not really sure. We don't have the memo in front of us, although at least one congressional Republican, Mr. Chaffetz of the House Oversight Committee, has said that he intends to subpoena the FBI for that memo. So we may see it in the public, of course, redacted for anything that might be classified. But this is the first piece of strong evidence that Trump perhaps has gotten involved in the judicial process, interfered with the Department of Justice.
Wow. Did
we follow that?
Yeah. So, like you say, it's we keep saying this, but it's kind of like a wait-and-see game to see how this drama unfolds.
Yeah, it is. From reporting that has come out tonight, it sounds like Comey might be willing to testify on the Hill in an open hearing. So that means the public, could be witness to it. But this is something that it seems like congressional Republicans aren't going to let slide, right? There's been plenty of Democratic opposition to various leaks out of the White House, but this is one where Republicans seem to be getting a little frustrated. John McCain, who has spoken up before, but he tonight said that at a point, he compared it to Watergate and said, "We've seen this movie before." So it's reaching a boiling point.
Yeah. In the meantime, who's Comey's replacement? Senator John Cornyn said today that he's not interested. He's removing himself from whatever the list is going to be of possible FBI directors. Who else is on that list that hasn't removed themselves? Do we know?
You know, I'm not totally familiar with who's on that list. I can say that Trey Gowdy, who was potentially on that short list, removed himself a couple of days ago also. I'm not. I know that there's 9 candidates, I think, still on there, but who exactly there are, I'm sorry, I don't have those names in front of me.
Yeah, I think there's more about people removing themselves. Speaking of removing, Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says she thinks the nation's embassy in Israel should be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So do you think that's going to happen?
That's something that Trump has said when he was campaigning, and that's something that his administration continues to say that they're considering. And Trump has also said that he intends to see the Middle East peace process play out. You know, this conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians come to a conclusion during his administration. And that seems like a major sticking point. The Palestinians want to go back to borders that were drawn following the war in 1967. And those borders include parts of Jerusalem being in the West Bank. So there's definitely some technicalities that need to be worked out.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely wild. And then there's this one story, I don't know if you know much about this, I just happened to catch it, that the military is considering giving elite soldiers PEDs. Is that true? Special ops?
I'm not familiar with the story, unfortunately, but from my understanding, that's not something that's entirely unheard of. Is it? I mean, maybe you can help me out.
Give them an extra. Well, yeah, sure, sure. It's just something that's been rumored before that they're considering doing that to give them any extra edge that they could possibly get. It's just an option that's on the table because it's a different way of training and getting these performance enhancing drugs. They say that they're trying to come up with these ways to get the soldiers to perform at a maximum level after not eating or drinking for several hours. They take them, and it's an option. So they're looking at the possibility of that and doing it safely with consultation and blah, blah, blah. So there is that possibility. They're just looking and testing different options. It's wild. And we'll see. You know, we'll see what the military ends up doing with that, because they also say they're talking about the Iron Man suit, that exoskeleton with body armor and high-tech features that would be built in, and they would test that probably by next summer.
Yeah,
so pretty interesting.
There's those suits, and there's other sorts of suits in development that help manage, like, the weight of soldiers' packs. And you know, to make that sort of trudging easier, the military is always looking to improve warfighting capability. So this looks like it's another step in that process.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Lori Lewis, thanks so much. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate.
In the meantime, Jason Chaffetz says that he has a subpoena pen ready. Wow, what does that mean? I have a feeling it has to do with Comey again. Plus, the oldest vet turns 111 years old. Who is that? Coming up later, it's his version. That's right. The other side, Paul, my husband, joins us on the air for our weekly conversation. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Welcome back to America Tonight. In our virtual green room, Paul Jocelyn will join us for his version of The Other Side. In the meantime, talking about Comey, 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 Jason Chaffetz gets into the action, of course, through the miracle of Twitter, and he tweets out, GOP oversight is going to get the Comey memo. If it exists, I need to see it sooner rather than later. I have my subpoena pen out. And it was, as Lori Lewis said, the New York Times that reported that the former FBI director, James Comey, wrote a memo after his February 14th meeting in which Donald Trump asked him, the president, to drop the agency's investigation into Michael Flynn. Trump, as we know, fired Flynn the day before as National Security Advisor over questions about his disclosures about his Russian ties to, Vice President Mike Pence. The White House is, of course, denying the report. You heard Lori Lewis mention that Comey may actually go on the Hill and testify. So that could be pretty interesting. I'll tell you what, James Comey is being talked about more than he ever was as FBI director. And we talked about that short list and who is already dumping themselves off the short list. So for now, it's kind of like the hot potato. It's the job that's being tossed around. And I think a lot of this has to do with all of this, the stuff about the Russians and this, and really three investigations are going on. So until some of that is quelled, I think that interest has, there's a list. There's a secret list. It's kind of like a sorority or fraternity rush, if you will. Only a few people are privy to it. But the real list, I'm saying. But with all the questions hanging in the balance about Russia and the election, I think this is going to go on for, a little bit of a time. And then there is the craziness of all the leaks. Boy, the White House is a leaky boat. Somebody has a big mouth. You know that old saying about loose lips sink ships? They have sunk some battleships over there at the White House, and it's been such a short time already. We were just talking about 100 days now, 100 days plus, and look at what is, you know, look at what's happening over there. There's also a short list about who is saying what coming out of the White House, who's planting the stories, and who's, you know, who's making all of that become fodder for media and everybody else. All right, this is kind of an interesting story. I wanted to make sure that I brought this up because I love this story. Would you want to live to be 111 years old? Can you imagine? I mean, that's a precious thing, though, to live 111 years old and still look the way, and this is radio that this man looks, but Richard Overton is 111 years old. He was honored recently, about a month and a half ago, at a Memphis Grizzlies game. And he looks, I have to say, he looks pretty darn good. 111. He was honored by his hometown of Austin, Texas, on that birthday on May 11th of this year. So he is the oldest living U.S. World War II veteran. And he is somebody who served with the Army's 187th Engineering Aviation Battalion in the Pacific Theater. Think about that, 40s. From 1942 to 1945 at the University of Texas Club, they had a big lunch party for him. Of course, a lot of dignitaries were there, including the Austin mayor. And boy, oh boy, I just, wow. And you know, this is what's really, really amazing. He's lived in his house for 70 years. And when he came home from the war, you know, he lived there that long. He wanted to live in a house rather than be in assisted living, any kind of a facility. So there was a GoFundMe campaign to allow him to stay in his house. And boy, that's it. And he said at 111, that's pretty old. He said, I can still get around. I can talk. I can see. I can walk. That's amazing. And he credits cigars and God for his longevity, saying that he already had a few cigars that day. So he smokes cigars. He was a sharpshooter in the war. I happen to read a couple of different stories about him. He was a sharpshooter in the war and honored a whole bunch of times for his service. And I just love that story. I think it's an amazing story. I'll tell you what, if I get to spend some time in Austin, I want to be able to look this guy up, and I would love to have him on America Tonight. I mean, there's a true patriot for you, but just the fact that the stories he must have, the life that he's seen, that is a lot of life to live to be that old is, you know, again, absolutely, I mean, absolutely incredible to me. Just absolutely amazing that he's a treasure. And he has been honored, and he has been to the White House with different administrations. So, I mean, especially as he had gotten older and older. And then here's the crazy story. So we go from who's going to be the next FBI director to the oldest living World War II vet. Then to this story, people vanishing off of planes. So check out this story. A small plane with four people on board vanished en route to Florida from Puerto Rico. They're searching near the Bahamas. And, you know, if you look at the waterway there, that's like 37 miles east off of the particular island that they were in, the Bahamas. So they're trying to find this couple from New York and the two sons. It was an MUTB plane that was reported lost after it didn't arrive on Monday. to Titusville, Florida, which is about, I've actually been there, 40 miles west of Orlando. And so you got to think, Miami Air Traffic Control reported losing contact with the plane late in the afternoon. At the time, it was, they say it was flying at a speed of about 300 knots, the altitude 24,000 feet. I think that's, again, this is frightening. I'm not a fan of the small plane. I'm not a fan of the small plane because, yes, I know you can get hit by a car easier and everything else. But who knows? This is going to end up where? Where is this plane? It just disappears off of the gauges and nobody knows because they lose contact with it. So it's apparently the kind of plane that has a bad safety record for number one. And I guess it would have, I'm wondering, because I don't know the details on that, whether or not the husband was piloting it, or they were both piloting it, or what, or whether there was some sort of pilot with them. But not good. I mean, not good. They had young children, and it just, it's one of those things. They get on the plane, and then poof, they have no idea where that, you know, where that plane ended up. No clue whatsoever. And then finally, our last curveball for this segment. I've been talking about the markets, and tech has been really hot. So in this kind of little abbreviated version of It's Your Business, tech is boosting the NASDAQ to this incredible record high. The S&P 500 as well, the Dow, a little bit flat on the day, however, so kind of mixed. It's U.S. manufacturing production had its biggest increase in more than 3 years, I guess, in April. So there is a view that economic growth has picked up in the second quarter despite this decline in home building. There's been a lot of discussion about homes, and, you know, you look at that index. So home, we used to have a lot of home builders on the show. Home building is flat or off. And then, of course, the tax and regulation reform agenda is something that's been talked about so much. And the thought is you may see a little bit of a crash over that, but, you know, here's some of the reasons why. It was a decent day. Home improvement chain Home Depot had a better than expected first quarter than they had projected. And then also the owner of TJ Maxx, which is TJX Cos Inc., and Marshall Stores had a showing comparable store growth, even though there was a disappointing first quarter profit forecast. So their earnings better than expected. The consumer, obviously, in that case, played high into what happened there. But then we see what happened with home building, where it's flat. It's pretty interesting these days. We're still at the craps table with the stocks. All right, the other side coming up next here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love.
All right, welcome to this version here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The other side, this version of the other side with my husband, Paul, who joins us. And, Paul, I have some good news for you because you're a Phillies fan, right?
No.
You're a Texas Ranger fan. Texas Rangers actually beat my Philadelphia Phillies as they are playing in Texas. So they beat them 5-1 at Globe Life Park.
Well, the Rangers suck. So what happened to your Sillies?
The Sillies are not very good either. In fact, Philadelphia is 14-22 on the season. They were predicted by the wise guys in Vegas to be dead last, so that's not a shocker. Yu Darvish was the winning pitcher, though. He picked up his fourth win on the season, and with all the injuries and everything he's dealt with, they paid him a ton of money. So that's pretty impressive for the Texas fans, or for Yu Darvish anyway. He's a fan favorite. For sure. You know, one thing about our dog is he's kind of neutral. He doesn't play favorites. Like, I root for some team, you root for some team. He's just neutral because I think he's like Switzerland, isn't he?
That's because you've never taken him to dog day at the ballpark.
I know, maybe we need to do. I think I hear him in the background. Mahalo. Mahalo, stop. You hear him?
No, but I see him looking at me.
All right, down, boy. I guess we should have let him out back for this segment, maybe. I don't know.
I think I should let everyone know out there in Radio Land that I have a confession to make and to America. And I feel a little guilty about it.
What?
My wife has been stealing cable.
I have not been stealing cable.
Ajit Pai, FCC commissioner, with your cute oversized novelty mug, if you're listening. My wife's been stealing HBO.
Oh, I have not. Are you kidding? I wouldn't even know the first thing about stealing cable. No. No, I pay through, you know, through the nose for cable. I don't even know. The bill is ridiculous. It's like $250 or some. I don't know if all of you out there feel the same way, but I have more and more friends who are not getting cable.
Why did you admit to me you were stealing?
You're so silly. I am not stealing cable because I could care less about that. But I do think cable is ridiculously expensive, and I have paid a fortune to UVerse. It's too, but doing this show, I need to make sure everything's set up right. So, yeah, not happening. We went to see a movie, actually, over the weekend. We went to see Guardians of the Galaxy. So this is two weekends in a row that we went to movies. We hadn't been to any in a long time. What would you say about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Maybe it was just the mood I was in, but I didn't like it as much as the first one. And by looking at it, probably I should have enjoyed it more than the first one. But I don't know if anybody else has the same experience as I did.
Wow, that's so interesting because I liked it better than the first one. I thought it was more entertaining and there was more of a story. I mean, the first one was good, so I'm not even really, I guess, comparing. It's kind of hard, but I think I did like the second one better. So, of course, we have a difference of opinion. I liked it better. I thought it was funnier, and I thought it had some better moments in it. I liked the whole father idea. Kurt Russell playing his father, I thought, was give us his backstory. I thought that made it more interesting.
Yeah, I would have to go do a write down and figure out what I didn't like as much about it. But maybe, I mean, just, it was funny, but maybe it could have been more funny, or it had already been done in the first movie, so I kind of knew what to expect, you know, with the raccoon and, you know, the Chris Pratt. He could have been a little funnier. They could have had more lines for him, I think, and so.
So if you're not at the movies, a lot of things that we're seeing, if you're on Facebook or social media, or maybe you don't care about that, but you're checking out the tube and you're seeing some of these graduation parties and some of these commencement addresses, Bon Jovi actually did a guest appearance at Fairleigh Dickinson University. I almost went there. On Tuesday, he did a surprise performance. How cool is that? Fairleigh Dickinson won a national contest to bring the rock band to their graduation by generating the most interest on social media. And, of course, John Bon Jovi was born and raised practically in that backyard. And they did a song reunion. They performed reunion, a song about a class gathering. And how cool is that? That would be pretty cool.
Well, I was thinking to myself, how many 22-year-olds would even really know who was?
They know him.
But
they know
this
him.
Was New Jersey, so.
Yeah. If you're from New Jersey, even you know Bruce Springsteen, you know John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi is no boss.
He is no boss, but still, they know who he is. And this was at MetLife Stadium, so it was huge. It was like a huge crowd, and the students went crazy. I was thinking, who did my commencement address? It was Katharine Graham, who was the editor of the Washington Post. And I was psyched, because I was a journalism major, and I thought it was cool that she did the commencement address.
You legit.
She was legit.
You got an Emmy.
Yeah, but she was, and I do have an Emmy, and look at what it's gotten me. Yeah, the check's in the mail. but honestly, it was pretty cool for me because of the fact that, again, I was a journalism major, and the Washington Post was a big paper, and everybody knew who she was. And it's interesting how they choose people to do commencement addresses. I had a friend Her name's Christine Cashin, who is a superstar motivational speaker, and she's a Hall of Famer. She's a Hall of Famer, and she did the commencement address for Central Michigan. I think it'd be daunting to do a commencement address. I mean, what do you say to these future leaders of America?
I would just pull up Donald Trump's speech to Liberty University and take scrib notes from him, because he gave a commanding performance.
They loved it, actually. So if you're making fun, they loved it. They thought it was great.
I don't make fun. I'm serious.
Yeah, they loved that commencement address.
I'm serious as a heart attack.
I think you need some medication. So I saw something about they were giving out free medication to radio people.
Shout out to Falwell Jr.
Yeah, Falwell Jr. This isn't the first time that John Bon Jovi did a commencement deal. He also did one at Rutgers University a couple of years ago. So maybe he's just going to hit all the Jersey colleges. If people get lucky, they're going to kind of expect that maybe he'll do that. I don't know. Perhaps. I'm just thinking. So have you seen the, I'll talk about this for a second. You know, sometimes I do stand-up comedy and goaded into it. I've done it a few times anyway. And I'm doing stand-up comedy tomorrow. And I've already written some material. And it's the only place on earth where 3 minutes feels like 30. You just multiply it.
I wrote a little something for you.
Yeah. Is it really funny, or is it your kind of funny?
It's going to bring the house down.
Yeah, I bet.
One way or the other.
Yeah, I bet it'll bring the house down. In fact, for all of you listening, Paul is so sarcastic. I found a candy bar today when I was out with a friend shopping for something that said, it just had one word across it. It said it was a Snickers. They're renaming the Snickers bars. It said sarcastic, and I think that was just absolutely perfect. That's your one word. Everybody has one word. For all of you listening, for people that call in, everybody has a word. I think everybody has one word, and your word is absolutely sarcastic. I'm not sure what my one word is.
I'm now a stoic. I would like to let America know.
Yeah, you can try.
I've renounced sarcasm.
You can try if you want. What do you think my one word is? I challenge everyone out there, by the way. Ask the people around you, because you can really get to know what people think of you. If you say, what's my one word? What's the one word that sums me up?
Two words.
Yeah, what are the two words?
Clothes thief.
No, I'm not a clothes. That's what you think of me? I'm a clothes thief?
You're always wearing my clothes.
Okay, to be fair, baggy, like, I grabbed baggy shorts the other day because the wash was, you were in charge of the wash, and as usual, it was backed up. It was backed up to Alaska.
Baked Alaska. Why you gotta wear my favorite North Face t-shirt that I got at the VA? It's all red, white, and blue with stars and stripes and stuff on it, man. That hacks me off.
Yeah, right, actually.
I'm serious.
Well, start doing the wash. You said you were going to do the laundry, and it's ridiculous. Seriously, the poor dog, no wonder why he's barking in the background. He can't even get in the door because there's so much laundry piled up.
Okay.
Do the laundry, and then we won't have that problem.
Somehow I think my clothes will continue to disappear.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not so sure about that, because the loads after loads have to be done tomorrow since we've got a friend coming in. And all of you out there can relate to that when you have a friend coming in, a very good friend that I've known for a long time from Los Angeles. So with Annie coming in, you're going to have to do a few little chores here and there. Look, the honey-do list is pretty long, just like the laundry that you've left, okay? So you better say goodbye because you got some chores.
Goodbye to chores.
All right. We'll see Paul next week for another version of The Other Side. Hang with us. We're taking calls next here on America Tonight.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What's her name? To be my face. No, it's just send me in the outer space.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Time flies. Last segment for this hour of America Tonight. And I know a lot of you are lining up, stacking up like flights coming out of LaGuardia. So I want to make sure that I go to the phone lines. If you want to throw in on Comey or anything else that's happening, certainly you can do that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
Hang on, let me turn my radio down.
Do 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 do
do. That.
It's so obvious. It's such an old joke. Yes.
I knew you were going to do it. Okay, these two bears attacked two foreign students up in Montana, and the game warden saw them in the act. But before he could get to them, the bears killed them and ate them. So after he shot him and got rid of him and killed him, and he had to take out a report, and so his boss is asking, he says, well, what happened? He says, well, the female bear ate the Polish girl. And he says, and what about the other one? He says, the check is in the mail.
But I'm bummed. That was good. I'm going to have to steal that joke. I might have to steal that one from you.
I made it up. You can have it.
I love it.
Okay, now,
good.
Now, All this crap that's going on in Washington, D.C. is called Get Rid of Donald any way they can. And it's run by the news media, ABC, NBC, CBS, blah, 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 blah. All the alphabet people, okay? And the congressmen, the Democratic congressmen, are just their little sycophants that help them with their little program. It's all designed to get rid of Donald because they cannot stand the fact that Hillary didn't get to carry on the Obama administration. Now, look, Comey is guilty of enough crime that he could go to jail for some of the stuff he went pulled off with his blowing of stuff. And there's enough deadwood on Obama that he could go to jail as well for some of the crimes that he perpetrated with Russia. Okay? So, and then there's Hillary. We got enough on Hillary to hang her from a tall oak tree, and we got a Justice Department that can do it. But you're going to have screaming, kicking, crying, carrying on, every kind of screaming routine going that they can with the news media because they are in the damn tank for all of the Dems. Now, look, these Marxist, socialist, communists have had enough run. I'm tired of it. I've already boycotted all of the news programs. The stuff that I get on the radio with a break every hour is enough, and it's already
is enough. Is enough. I love that.
Okay, and now to your husband. Your husband is being overworked and underloved. So get with the message, girl. Okay, you're not being fair to him, and I'm going to stand up for Paul. So there.
I love it, Dan. He's going to love that.
Okay. Bye, bye, baby.
That was good. All right, bye-bye. That was good. Yes. All right, let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Can you hear me now?
I got you loud and clear.
What is the name of the FBI director that got fired?
Comey, James Comey.
Here we go. You can dance with your husband now if you want. Call me chameleon. You come and go, you come and go. Loving him will be easy if his colors will stay the same. But they always change, they always change. Take a dip now, sometimes he's a red Democrat. And someday he's a blue Republican. Comey's a man without conviction. He's a man who just don't know how to sell a contradiction. So he comes and goes. He comes and goes. There you go.
I love it. I thought that was good. Boo-hoo! Good job. Excellent job. You were excellent.
Hey, you know, I can't believe that. I can't believe that Fox just doesn't show a video of Obama having beer with that cop that busted his friend. You talk about intervention, all right? The first thing he did as president was intervene on a tiny little police matter in his old professor's house. Remember when his professor got arrested because he couldn't get into his own house? Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's not pressuring. That is stopping
that
a
weird
police investigation, you know?
Yeah.
And when it comes to a president talking secrets to other leaders, you know, he is the guardian of the key. Guess what FDR did when he met with Stalin? I think it was in, I don't know where they met. They had the Churchill, Stalin, and FDR. And FDR said, oh, and by the way, we've got this bomb. You know, now that was the most top secret in the history of human race. And he told Stalin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a president can, you know, I mean, that's what we elect. That's part of his power is to decide what he can use in the game of diplomacy, you know, and so, you know, it's just, it's, you know, I expect this from the Democrats. I mean, they'd done it. They did it to Nixon, and they did it to Reagan. But what I don't expect it from is the Republicans. When I hear the McConnells and the McCains going, gee whiz, you know, oh, my gosh, another one. They should be coming up with these points I just gave you, you know. But instead, you know, people have to go to the Internet, and that's why nobody's watching TV anymore, because it's all paid for by, you know, the people who got the cash. But anyway, that's my little song and dance for tonight, Kate. And you have a great night.
You too. Love the song. That was great. Creative. Tomas in Michigan. And as we wind down the rest of this hour, you know, it's, boy, it really is. It really has been just a whirlwind couple of, well, more than a couple of months now. I mean, here we are already knee-deep into May, getting ready for another Memorial Day, which then ushers in the summer. And the whole Comey Diaries is just, wow, it's just on fire and is going to be on fire for the next couple of weeks, at least, maybe a little longer than that. And you know what? It's interesting because it's so dominating what the talk is that other stories don't get much play, like Chelsea Manning. Remember Chelsea Manning? Chelsea Manning is leaving prison early, and that's happening sooner rather than later. And that's, you think about the whole Manning and the what happened with Manning and the leaks and WikiLeaks and how big that was. But Chelsea Manning on Wednesday leaves Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and it really closes a crazy odyssey in our history over the leaking of government secrets to the public. They're trying to avoid a media circus, apparently, so they're not releasing many details. There's a support work for Manning, and I guess they raised about $138,000 to help cover initial living expenses. They did a GoFundMe thing. So she's going to settle in Maryland, apparently, because there's family there. But they're not even saying where Manning is going to be for the next couple of weeks. And the legal team is being very careful not to release any details. And of course, Manning, who is a woman now, was known as Private Bradley Manning back in 2010. That's how long ago this was, when she was arrested on suspicion of having copied hundreds of thousands of secret military and diplomatic files from a classified computer network. As a low-level intelligence analyst, she had access to all of that and at a forward operating base in Iraq and released it. And then the rest, of course, is history. We're history as well for this hour. Thanks so much to all of you for tuning in to America Tonight.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.